Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for July 31st, 2025. So mortgage rates flat as a pancake today, but yesterday, I want to recap yesterday a little bit. And the reason why I'm doing this, folks, is because if you're watching this video, most likely you're trying to buy or refinance a home. So I'm trying to make sense of these things over here for you. Why are they moving? What the Federal Reserve's doing? What the federal government's doing? And what all that it has to do with these things over through here. So today what we're going to talk about is what happened yesterday and why the stocks really pulled back yesterday. And they actually were faring well today. Stocks then retreated today. And why do we talk stocks on a real estate channel? It has a lot to do where the markets are taking us right now. So we have to figure out where stocks and equity is going. That'll also give us a focal point or kind of figure out what's going on in the bond market. Thus, we'll figure out what's going on with these things over through here. A little bit confused? Let's get to it. So here's what we see in today's news. The market's down another 330 points. And basically what it's saying is everybody's waiting right now for the jobs report tomorrow. Because let's recap what happened yesterday with the Federal Reserve. So the Fed came in and they said, okay, we're not going to cut rates. And then they painted this great picture of the economy. And that's why I was like, okay, that sounded good. Well, why aren't you cutting? Well, that's now the dilemma. Now, what Wall Street's saying, and now I'm going to have to agree with them, is now the Federal Reserve is hell-bent on waiting to cut rates until basically the job market starts to crack. So we're going to focus in a little bit today on what's going on in the job market, because that's basically the trigger point that the Federal Reserve's giving us. So we're going to take a dive into the numbers. We're going to get a lot of numbers in for tomorrow. That's going to give us the true unemployment rate. But I want to first jump over to CNBC and bring it over to Rick Santelli so he can bring us up to speed on where we are so far today with a lot of this stuff. Then when we come back, I'm going to show you, the top worst cities in the entire country looking to buy. And they are down double digits, folks. So I want to talk about those because not always on this channel do we talk about, you know, home prices always going up and stocks always going up. I will bring to the forefront when I see some declines in areas. So I want to point those out today as well. So I'm going to highlight some of the worst areas in the country right now to be living because your home prices are really crashing at this point. But first, let's get over to Rick Santelli, see what he has to tell us on all the, let's say, the financial news that the Federal Reserve is monitoring right now, because they are now in the control of where mortgage rates and interest rates are going to go from here, unfortunately. So let's get over to Rick Santelli to give it to us. Rick, take it away, buddy.
Welcome back to Squawk Box. Rick Santelli here live on CME HQ with the breaking news of the morning. We have jobless claims, ECI employment cost index, and personal income and spending. Let's start with income. Remember, last month we took a ding, -0.4%. That was weakest going back to the fall of 21. Rebounding up 0.3, a tenth better than expected. And that would comp to, well, April, we're up 0.7. Now let's look at personal spending, up 0.3, a tenth light, but a nice reversal before any revisions from the -0.1. Up 0.3 would comp to March when it was also up 0.7. Let's look at real spending, accounting for inflation, up 0.1, exactly as expected. Now let's get to the meat of the matter. PCE, okay, this is month over month, up 0.3 as expected, but that's still a couple of tenths warmer in the rearview mirror, up 0.3. That's the second highest of the year, even though it's the third month, meaning Jan and Feb were both up 0.4. Those are the high readings. This would be in second place, up 0.3. So it does comp to the beginning of the year. So even though it's gone up, we've been higher, but it's reversing a bit of a trend.
Okay, so what he's talking about right now is the PCE. That sound familiar? Well, if we go over to here, that's one of the biggest focal points of the Fed. So he's talking right now PCE month over month. He's going to give us the year-over-year figure. Here's what I'm focusing on. Well, let's let him finish. I got some questions on this because a lot of these numbers are now putting in some tariffs because we're racking out a lot of money bringing in tariffs. So the inflation numbers that he's going over, well, some of this was expected. I was expecting the inflation rate to tick up maybe 0.1, 0.2, maybe 0.3 at the most, and then start to ease from there, especially as we get a lot of real estate data coming in over the next few weeks. But let's get back over to him, and he's going to bring now the year-over-year numbers. So let's see how these stack up to what the Federal Reserve's numbers were previously.
Now, let's look at the year-over-year numbers. 0.1 hotter, both rearview mirror and windshield. That's 2.8. That is the highest reading of the year. It equals March of 24. to find a higher read. You're moving into, yes, the fall of 23 when it was 3%. And if we look at the core month over month on the PCE, up 0.3, exactly as expected. And that.
Let's go back a second. Did you hear what he was just saying? Let's go back a second. On the PCE, he said back to
and
last year.
We're both up 0.4. Those are the high readings. This would be in second place, up 0.3. So it does comp to the beginning of the year. So.
Okay, so what I want you to understand here is he's going over the PCE. We're watching for the tariff news to start coming in. But I want to show you how a lot of these numbers are equal to or maybe a little bit less than where we were like in January or February. And those were not prior to a lot of these tariff things. So just take a focus on this one real quick.
Over a month, up 0.3 as expected. But that's still a couple of tenths warmer in the rearview mirror. Up 0.3, that's the second highest of the year, even though it's the third month, meaning Jan and Feb were both up 0.4. Those are the high readings. This would be in second place, up 0.3. So it does comp to the beginning of the year. So even though it's gone up, we've been higher, but it's reversing a bit of a trend. Now let's look at the year-over-year numbers. 0.1 hotter, both rearview mirror and windshield. That's 2.8. That is the highest reading of the year. It equals March of 24. To find a higher read, you're moving into, yes, the fall of 23 when it was 3%. And if we look at the core month over month on the PCE, up 0.3, exactly as expected. And that would be the warmest since February when we were up 0.5%. And finally, year over year core, in my opinion, the most important number, that's 2.8. Also, just like the other year over year number, it's a little warmer than expected. 2.8 would be the warmest since February when it was 2.9. Now let's look at the employment cost index.
Did you hear those? In February, it was higher at 2.9. So it's come down since February, even with the tariff information in there. So that's what I'm waiting for the tariff news to start trickling in, because that's what the Federal Reserve is waiting on, because that's one of the biggest uncertainties they have. And now they're going to start getting over to the employment numbers. So let's dive into those a little bit deeper. He's going to give us some content, but tomorrow we're actually going to get the unemployment rate.
Expecting a number. This is the second quarter number, up 0.8, comes in a 0.1 warmer, up 0.9. 0.9 would equal the second quarter of 24 to find a higher number. Here in the first quarter of 24 when it was 1%. Initial jobless claims, 218,000. Now that's a low number. We're expecting a number about 8,000-9,000 higher than that. 218,000 follows 217,000. These are awfully well-behaved numbers. And finally, continuing claims, another week above 1.9 million, 1,946,000, all congested. You know, I suspect that some upside pressure was there for some of the slightly hotter PCE numbers, but it also seems to be, to some extent, something to pay attention to, that the market did not really climb aggressively. We're up about 0.1, about 1 basis point in a 10-year at 434, but that's still down almost 3 basis points on the session. So even though these were a little warmer, once again, I always like to look at, there's both the trend direction of inflation, but there's also where we have been. And in every instance of higher than expected PCE, we have had higher numbers recently. Joe, back to you, buddy.
I love his content. And that's why I show a lot of times, or most of the times when I'm showing a video, I'm showing him, Rick Santelli on CNBC. If you can follow him on anywhere, please follow him, because he focuses in on the bond market. And that's what we focus in on here at this channel. Because if you're watching the channel, here's what we really focus in on: mortgage rates. Okay, this is right through here. So this is what happened today with the mortgage bond. Hold on a second. Let me get it out of that range. So this is what happened to the mortgage bond. Let me show you yesterday's a run on this. So this is the last 2 days of what bonds are doing. So if you just look at it over general, it's kind of flat. But yesterday we had a huge drop right around 1 o'clock, and that was when the Federal Reserve came out and they told us what they were going to do. But as the Federal Reserve chairman spoke, it got worse and worse and worse. And then today we actually upticked and we actually had a gap here, which I was hoping we weren't going to fill, but we filled right through here. And then from there, for some reason, right here at the end of the market, all of a sudden everything's just really started dropping from there. So I don't know if the consent here is the jobs report number is going to be tomorrow. It's going to be really good, meaning jobs are really, really good. That's going to really put more pressure to say, well, the Federal Reserve, do they really have to do anything if we're not seeing any cracks in the foundation? That's how the Federal Reserve is looking at all this, folks. So now let's get over to one caption I want to show you. Freddie Mac price index declines in June. We have some home declines. We actually have some area that's down double digits. And I'm going to bring these out to the forefronts, folks, because I'm not here always to preach, okay, housing is great. Let's get to some areas that are really tanking. I give the kudos to, these areas we knew they were going to tank because there's specific reasons why they're tanking, and I've been calling on it for years. Let's get over to this. Here's what we're seeing right through here. Freddie Mac reported that the nation's home price index decreased 0.2 month over month on a seasonal adjusted basis. On a year-over-year basis, however, prices are still up 2.3%. Okay, but I want to show you right through here, the year-over-year increase peaked at 19% in July of 2021, and for this cycle bottomed in April of 2023. But I want to go over some of these areas that are getting clobbered. Okay, here's what's getting clobbered. Punta Gorda, Florida, down 15%, double digits. Austin, Texas, down double digits. Cape Coral, Northport, Homosassa's. Those three are down double digits. Why? Well, Punta Gorda, Cape Coral, this other area. I would bet this insurance. I'm doing a purchase for somebody right now in just one of these areas. The insurance is $3,600 a year. $3,600. And also, these areas are starting to get really hit by some of the hurricanes and more of the weather. The weather patterns we're seeing. And then you go down through here and you do see some areas off this. But however, let's look at it this way. If you have Punta Gorda, Florida, down 16%, but if you go back to this caption, over the nation, home prices are up 2.3%. Well, that means there's a lot of areas in the positive. So that's also a way to look at this, because I can come on daily and say, oh, Florida's in Austin, it's the worst area in the world, it's going to crash. And yeah. But what areas are doing well? Why don't we hear more and more about those? And I'm actually sitting in one that's actually doing fairly well. I'm in just the outskirts of Chicago, Illinois, and our home prices are actually still keep going up and up and up. So that's what we're seeing across there. Now let's get over to the economic calendar we have for tomorrow. Shoot, I think I'm going to have to refresh this. Let's get over to that real quick. I'm going to show you how I do this, folks. Go to Bloomberg Calendar, Bloomberg.com. I want you to just scroll down, hit filters, and you're going to clear everything. I just want the data from the United States, so we're going to click that right through here. We want all the categories through here because we don't want to miss anything. And I want the top two most important categories there is. So this is going to give us a recap of the week, but I just want to show you what happened today. The Rick Santelli went over. Continued jobless claims. They stayed at 1 point. Look at this. It's right on the button. I find that hard to believe, but it is. And then the initial jobless claims, 218, is basically right in line where we were previously. The shock and awe in the markets right through here. The PCE went from 2.4 to 2.6. And I was, okay, that's starting to show some the inflation numbers are starting to move themselves in on a year-to-year basis. Month-to-month, it went from 0.2, was expected to 0.3, 0.3. So this isn't skyrocketing on a month-to-month basis. That's what I'm really focusing in on right now to see when those tariffs are starting to come in. So now tomorrow, here's what the markets are waiting for. So I'm just going to tell you now, if there's a good jobs report, meaning they're expecting 106,000 new jobs to be created. Last report is 147. If it's 106, 110, 120, 150, 200, the markets aren't going to like it. And here's why. They're waiting for bad news so the Federal Reserve can react, so everybody, the government, the taxes, me and you, can get lower rates on things. And I hate to say, but it's a bad way to think of it, but that's how the markets are looking at things right now. So that's what you're seeing right through here. So we want to go over to the economics calendar when it comes to earnings reports as well. Let's see how the earnings reports came in today. So on Thursday, the opening bell, here's an easy way that I found out to do it. If you go up through here, And that's not the way to do it. My apologies. Let's just go up through here. Here it is. You go through here. This is going to tell us if the company's either matched expectations or they didn't come out with their earnings yet, or they exceeded, or really exceeded. Look at this. We got, what is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We got 18 companies represented right through here. We got 2, 3 that not reported yet. We did, of all those, one came in at less than was expected on their earnings. So that's when I'm looking at earnings. I'm looking at the jobs market. I'm looking at the inflation rates. I'm looking at the how much income people are getting increased above the inflation rate. And also, you know, the savings rate still with people, that their money is getting back in the savings account. So overall, again, when you look at the nation, you're seeing a pretty good economy. So if you see even better economy tomorrow when it comes out to the jobs reports, it's probably not going to be great news for the Fed. But again, also, when you look at start looking at these home, when you see a home price down 15, 16, 18%, it's a troubling area, folks. But what you have to remember is if the nation is up 2%, that also means there's some markets doing very well. And that's what a lot of people don't tell you behind the scenes. So that's it for today, folks. Telling you a little bit about me and what I do and who I do things for. Well, I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer, folks. I work at a federal bank. I've been doing this for 36 years. So if you want to put my expertise to work for you guys, again, I'm in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And you might say, well, Dan, you have the programs I need. Well, let me explain it this way. Our bank is set up with 33 other lenders. Okay. Why we did that is we're helping heed the call that you're looking for. Weren't you always told, well, before you buy a house or refinance, get 3 or 4 quotes? Well, we're going to do that all here for you. One application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your rate, your loan, your rate to 30 different banks. So I'm going to run your program through us, say, okay, what's the rate here and the fees? Then I'm going to look at 30 other banks, and I could be your loan officer no matter if you're going through our bank or one of those other 30 banks. So if you want to get involved in this or see how it works, just call us or reach out to us at therateupdate.com right here at the corner above my head. There's our phone number. Reach us there. Or if you want to send me a specialized message, just hit the Ask Dan tab right through here. It's going to come right to me if you want me to answer something specific. I usually send you back a video form just personalized right to you. And we offer a lot of things here on our website as well. If you're looking to buy that first home or looking to buy a home, see if you qualify for this program right here. It'll give you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance. There's no lien on your property. There's no payments. There's nothing. It's basically forgivable right when you walk out of the closing. If you want to check out those or other programs we have for refinancing, check it out right through here. But if you're locked in, you've already did your research, and you found that best rate and program that you want to go with, well, let's check it and see if we can compare it to the 30 other lenders that we have to maybe see if we can lower your fees, maybe lower your rate, or both the above. So click the loan estimate review tab right through here. Upload that best loan estimate that you have right into this, and I'll send you back a personalized video right to you letting you know, can we save you money on rates, fees, or both of them? And if we can't, I'll be giving you a thumbs up saying, God bless you. You did a fantastic job. Go ahead and take the offer you have on the table and don't look back because you're in good hands. So that's our report for today, folks. So I will be back tomorrow morning to give you the jobs reports and all that other information to see how those will be affecting these things over through here. So if I can ask you one favor, if you don't mind, if you haven't subscribed yet, please do so right over there. I'm trying to hit 40,000 subscribers as soon as I can, and only you can help me. So thanks for watching. Thanks for subscribing, and I'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.